Keep those SMSs and excuse me, texts coming in to 40001. We're going to take a very, very short break, but when we come back, we've got a gentleman joining us in the studio. We're taking a complete 180, in fact, from what we've been talking about. I'm going to be joined by Bashar Atiyah, who is a very interesting gentleman from Jordan, who ended up in Hollywood. He's been in various movies. One to date, or to name just a few, is Syriana, which I'm sure you've all heard of, with George Clooney and Matt Damon. We're going to be talking about what it was like working on such a movie. How did he get to Hollywood? I understand that he studied and worked extremely hard in various institutes and colleges. So we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about what, in fact, also he's doing right here in Dubai. So do stay with us. Again, if you've got any questions or comments for any of my guests today, please feel free. You can join us. Give us a call on 600 1499, or you can send in those texts to 4001. We'll be back right after the break. Do stay with us. Moving along now with the show, and it's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the studio Bashar Atiyah. Hello and welcome.
Hello, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show.
Once again, Happy New Year, Eid Mubarak, and Merry Christmas, belated. I was just saying to Bashar, though, when do you actually stop saying Happy New Year?
Well, for me, it's about 2 weeks after New Year's.
Is it?
Yep.
2 weeks, because we've got a lot more Happy New Year's to wish.
Yeah, there's
to a lot
more
people
I forgot, I'm sure.
Well, welcome. It's great to see you finally. I've heard a lot about you. I've even listened to a couple of things, some interviews that you've been on as well.
Thank you.
Now, you're originally from Jordan, aren't you?
Yeah, that's correct. Originally from Jordan.
And you moved to Hollywood to pursue your dream, I suppose,
to become
an actor,
that
which in
correct.
Fact you did.
Yeah,
you
that's correct. It. That's sometime at the end of 92, that's when I went to Hollywood.
Mm. Now, as I understand it, you literally packed up your suitcase and left and decided, this is it, I have to go and do it. Am I right saying that you didn't even tell your family what you were doing?
Yes, that is correct. Actually, where did you get this from? Because not a lot of people...
Oh, really?
Know this little bit secret. Yes,
very
I
research.
Packed. I decided to go to Hollywood, packed my stuff, went on. The whole thing was in about a week time. The ticket, the visa, the passport. I didn't even have a passport when I decided to get a passport, the visa, the ticket, everything. And I just went on to Hollywood. All I had is a little bag on my shoulder and a couple of pairs of jeans and tennis shoes, and that's it.
And you had no idea really what you were going to be faced with when you got there.
I had no idea what to do, where to go, who to see, who to talk to. I just went there. I know I have a friend there. I don't know where he is. All I have a business card. Of his address, and that's all I did. I just went there. I want to get to the airport, tried to find my friend, and it just went on from there.
But you wanted to be an actor?
I wanted to be an actor.
And that was what the driving force was?
That is correct.
But prior to that, had you had any experience?
Nope.
Nothing as well?
Zero, zilch, nada, nothing.
So where was the first port of call then?
Actually, I tried to investigate about it in Jordan, how to become an actor, and it was not encouraging at that time. So I went to the States, and of course it's the place to be. Hollywood is the place to be for acting, at least the film part of it. So I went there. I found a small conservatory or a small academy in Texas that deals with young actors, new talents. So I joined in, and then it went on from there. Mm-hmm. 2 years, then 4 year program, then going to the directing part, then going on projects.
Right. So you really went, I mean, you know, you obviously had in your head, it's not understanding the process.
I had no clue
how to
start.
Right,
I had no idea where who to talk to.
Right. But you thought the best way was to join an institute and to learn.
Well, I had to have, you know, a bit of education at least, of a, you know, a background to know the process at least. And then after that, you go into a project and go into the business side of it.
Mm.
You know, just step by step. It took about 14 years, but... And it's still going, actually.
You're still learning, eh?
Yes.
Was it always... You always wanted to be an actor, or did you think, you know, maybe let's try this and see what happens, but if not, maybe a director, maybe make some movie script writer? I mean, but was there always that focus that you wanted to be an actor?
Well, I have two things. One is what I call the soul food, which is acting for me. So it's not about money, it's not about fame, it's not about anything. The other food, the one that puts food on the table, the other thing is just the engineering part. I'm a big fan of science. So I studied science before and after the film degree. And it's still going in my life, working in the scientific part or in the engineering part.
Okay.
Or companies that deal with engineering.
Right.
But that's the passion. It's acting.
Right. Why?
I don't know. I still don't have an answer for this question. I still don't know why.
You just don't know. No. What? I mean, is it the thrill of being in a studio with the cameras? Is it something, a means and a ways of being someone other than who you are? Or
I'll tell you something. There is no feeling in the world that can equal to the feeling in front of being in front of the camera on the set. Hot, sweaty. Everybody's yelling and screaming, and you know they go into the action, and sudden, you know, as soon as the director says action, suddenly you are the king of the stage or the king of the set, and you hold everything, and everybody's holding their breath, literally holding their breath, because nobody wants to put any bit of input except your input. That's a great feeling. That there's no other place in the world that gives you this feeling, or there's no other situation gives you this feeling except in front of the camera.
It's hyper real, isn't it, really, in many ways, I suppose. It's you know, if only a lot of us perhaps lived our lives more that way, then we'd probably be a lot more productive.
That is true.
Because you know you're on the line. You're very much aware, I suppose, of every single word and every movement and every look and where your hands are. You know, it's sort of very much an awareness of self.
That is correct. Mm. Your hands, your body language is extremely important, and Hollywood really concentrate a lot on the body language. That's why it's very important to train on that in the very beginning, early stages of your study. So any little move, any little gesture, any little look, all means something. They all mean something. So it's very important, yes.
And of course, very different from stage acting as well.
It's very different. It is very, very different, of course. Stage acting, it's usually recommended you start in stage acting because it's a lot more involved than everything on the spot, live in front of so many people, which is the thing that I did first. You know, the stage acting then into the film. But it's that rush that you get in front of people. No caffeine, no drug in the world, I think, it will give you this kind of rush, except being on the spot.
Tell me about, again, going back to the training. Michael Chekhov, I understand, is a style of acting that you trained. You use this sort of form of training. What does this mean? How does it get its name?
It's called the method acting, which means you have to be trained on every single scene or situation that you're trying to do, or character, as an actual situation that you've lived in. For example, in Silence of the Lamb, Anthony Hopkins had to go into the prison and be jailed with people that have the same kind of mental illness of eating, cannibal people, basically. And he lived with them to see their psychology, to see how they act, how they talk, how they walk, how they eat. And he lived with them for 4 months until he understood how to behave as one of them. So method acting has to come from something from within, especially recalling, which is a very dangerous thing in method acting. A lot of people avoid method acting for that. Recalling actual events in your life, an actual sad or bad experience or something horrible that happened in your life. You have to recall it sometimes on the spot and recall the feeling on stage or in front of the camera to feel exactly, this is what made me cry. So I have to recall every single detail when I was beaten, or when, or a girl when she was raped, or when something like bad happened. So they have to recall these kind of emotions live on that spot to come up with the tears, basically, or come up with a feeling. A lot of people avoid this because it gets into the psychology part of their,
absolutely,
their mind.
No, I mean, I understand.
Scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost a couple of friends on stage for that. With that, they went to mental hospitals because of this. So it's quite dangerous. It could be dangerous.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Two ladies lost it, basically, and they're still actually, as of 2005, they're still in a mental hospital. Wow. It can be dangerous, yes.
But you came out of it okay.
I'm fine. As far as I know.
I hope.
You have to ask my friends if I'm going psycho or not.
But it's interesting, as you say, about people playing the role of somebody who has gone through perhaps some kind of trauma in their lives.
Right.
And it's very much that emphasis on playing the role of, and not necessarily having gone through it themselves, but acting how they would imagine that they would be if they had gone through it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's quite interesting, and especially for the audience and for the viewers, and the fact that I suppose Hollywood and films these days are, you know, their influence is huge on the way people react with each other. You know, you see what happens on the screen, and it's sort of like that's the way you react to certain situations, when really it's acting.
That is true. That is true.
Do you think that perhaps we take too much, or we take it too much as being, you know, it's almost sort of feeling emphatic with certain characters who have gone through certain emotions that you will never have gone through yourself?
That is true.
I mean, correct. I find that quite incredible that you can empathize with somebody.
Let me quote Stella Adler when she said, "Never get caught acting." This is one of the best rules to use in acting. Never get caught acting. So make it look as real as possible. If you have to go through similar experience, if you have to recall similar emotions, if you have to talk to people that have gone through it, but try to make it as real as possible. This is the rule in Hollywood, never get caught acting in front of the camera.
Mm.
It is amazing that how people can actually, I've never been in this situation, but they actually can come up with an emotion that, or the scenario or the look or the tone of their voice as if they are really going through it, and it's very believable. This comes with experience. Very rare that you have someone that just got it by nature, but with experience, yes, you get into that point.
Absolutely, I completely agree. It's a great phrase, I think, never get caught acting. Because, you know, I mean, I've seen myself, you see people, when you know that they're acting,
yes,
they're not good actors.
Yes, that's true.
when you realize, or you that you know, you see that break away from the character, and you see that they're acting, then the whole thing is broken somehow. That
right.
whole illusion of film is somehow sort of shattered.
If the actor loses his character at one point, if he steps out of character at any single point, the loss is not only for that scene. Actually, for the viewer, he will lose the rest of the film, because from that point, the viewer will start sort of criticizing the actor for that, and they just lose the focus on the rest of the film or the plot. That's why it's extremely important to stay in character, what we call stay in character, never step out of character until you hear the cut. When you do that, then everything will follow. It also helps the actor himself to stay when they stay in character. Mm. It helps them to follow the chain of events and their emotional, which we call emotional events and physical events. If they cut out of this at one single point, then it's better to scrap the whole scene. It's extremely important for the actor and the viewer to be in character.
Mm.
Never step out.
Well, it's time to take a short break. We're going to step out of this. But when we come back, I'd like to hear more about your acting career. As I mentioned earlier, you are a support character in the film Syriana.
That's correct.
Which, as we know, was with Matt Damon and, of course, the lovely George Clooney.
Everybody loves him.
So let's have a talk about that, how that role was for you, how it was working on the set with these actors. And a little bit more, really, about... I also want to talk about, following on from a couple of interviews I'd heard recently at the Dubai International Film Festival, there were various films there, one of them called Real Bad Arabs, I think. And also this whole idea of the image of Arabs in Hollywood and mm-hmm. presented in actors. I'd like to get you some of your opinions on that
okay.
as well, because you, as a Jordanian Arab,
right.
have that gone one. Through that, I suppose,
yes.
and have gone to Hollywood. So it would be nice to get your opinions on that. Do stay with us. We've got the news coming up. If you've got any questions, comments, do feel free to join us today. Give us a call on 600 1499, or you can send in your text to 4001. We'll be back after the news.
Siobhan Live with Siobhan Layden. Dubai Eye 103.8.
This is Siobhan Live. Welcome back to the show, into the second hour today. And it's a pleasure to also welcome to the studio Bashar Atiyat, who is an actor, originally Jordanian, and moved to Hollywood. He's talking to us about his career to date and also about the studying and the training and all that went into it. And you said 14 years, is that right, it's taken?
Yeah, so far it's been 14 years, and it's still going on.
Since you took that plane.
It's a lifespan sort of experience, because you have new projects, you have new things to train on all the time.
Right. So how did you get the part in Syriana?
The part in Syriana, I got it first. I heard about the project when I was in the States. I came to Dubai sometime in the mid of 2004. I know there's a project called Syriana coming to Dubai. I came here actually for a visit to Dubai, to visit my sister here, to stay for a couple of weeks, then go back to Jordan and then the States. I got a couple of offers to stay here. I stayed in Dubai for a few more months, then Syriana came to Dubai. As soon as it came, went to meet the producers, the casting director, auditioned for it, got the part, and then we started shooting somewhere in July, I believe. It
was the part? Who did you play?
I played the aide of Prince Nasser, which is the main character, the lead character.
Oh, yeah.
I was his aide, and if you see the film, I was the one who actually turned out to be a CIA agent at the end, and I betray him at the end.
Okay.
To see the film.
What were some of the main challenges then for that role? I mean, what was it like working with, with George Clooney and with Matt Damon and these sort of absolute, you know, Hollywood kings, I suppose.
Right.
Great.
Much easier than anyone thinks. They're very easy to talk to, very easy to train with, especially when you go into. They are both of them actually method actors. We're talking about method acting. So they always go into the scene 2-3 hours before with the other actors. They try to act the scene, get into the emotional development part of it. Very easy to approach. Real nice guys. Mm. Real laid-back guys.
Bashar, we've got a call coming in. If you want to just grab a pair of headsets there, and
sure.
We'll take this call. Let's see who's on the line. Hello, good afternoon. You're live on Dubai Eye. Nobody there. Hello.
Gone.
They've gone. Do keep those calls coming in, 600-1499, if you'd like to get into the show, maybe if we've got a question for Bashar, 600-1499, and we'll try to connect you. So that was a Syriana. I mean, yeah, it must have been it's a great accolade, I suppose. It's something fantastic for your CV as well. But, I mean, just being part of that big movie set, I mean, did you really think, well, this is where I want to be, you know, this is the place to be? I mean, was it a great grounding for you to look to move on to other things?
Of course, definitely. From personal satisfaction, it's a great place to be in a movie that's, let's call it a 5-star movie, with great actors such as Matt Damon, Alex Siddiqui, George Clooney, all these guys. It's great to be on the set with them. It's great to have, you know, the name on the same film. I've been in the same film with, as they have been. Also, it's great to talk to my agent because, of course, it raises the commission that I get. So it's financially, it's great. And personal satisfaction, it's the best thing to be in great movies.
Let's try and get this call again. Once again, someone's calling. Let's see if we can... I'm really sorry. I think there's something wrong with our phone. Try us one more time and we'll see if we can put you through. It seems to be keep cutting people off. 600-1499. Wow. We just had a text come in fact, saying, good afternoon. Just want to wish you a good luck to Bashar, who's a good friend of mine, and hope to see you in more movies. That's from Rowan.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot, Rowan.
Thanks very much. Keep those coming in. And the text number is 4001. But going back to what I was talking about before, and I think sort of follow on from some of the movies that were shown here, or one in particular at the Dubai International Film Festival, which was Real Bad Arabs. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to see it, but I did hear an interview with, I think it was one of the directors of the film. The topic of conversation veered to more around the stereotypes of Arabs, and I think that's also pretty much a lot what the film was talking about. Did you feel that? Did you feel that you were getting typecast a lot?
Actually, I felt that when I came back to Dubai more than when I was in Hollywood. In Hollywood, they don't really care about origins, religion, language, background, skin color. They're really fair about this. They care about can you do the character or not. But when the film or the script goes to a major studio, they do have a consulting committee that studies if it's offensive against the religion, against the culture, against anything. They do study these things, and major studios usually they don't go into anything that's offensive because to them that's a market. They do look at it from a financial point of view. So to them, that's a market they don't want to lose. Mm. Independent filmmakers usually are the ones who go into their personal opinion and their stereotype of certain characters, certain backgrounds, certain people.
But do you think there is that, though? I mean, is that visible? I think one of the guys, again, going back to the interview I heard, was talking about 24. Mm-hmm. You know, the bad guys are always the Arab guys. I mean, right. It has been pointed out many, many times. It has been recognised. But did you never felt that, okay, oh, here, Bashar, oh, great, is an Arab. Okay, you can play this role. I mean, did you feel that there was a variety of roles, or were you always sort of typecast into these, pushed into these roles?
Into the bad Arab, no. But right. I've been typecast into other characters. Most of my roles that I played in Hollywood were the bad guy, not the bad Arab.
Right, yeah, well, that's a very clear distinction.
Right,
then.
So right. I played the bad guy, the mafia guy, the killer, the serial killer, the rapist, and the robber. Everything bad you can think of, I've probably done it.
I read once that one of the casting directors from Los Angeles said, "You have that seductive look from hell."
Oh no.
He's a very sweet guy, honestly.
Oh no.
So you did find, is that just a sort of role that you feel comfortable in? Then is that something that you feel that you enjoy?
This was actually for the first role that I played in the film. It's called The Wedding.
Right.
The Wedding was a regional film for the five southern states. We got an award for it in Austin Film Festival. I was the lead in that film in a character called Armin. And my job, I was actually a bad guy also in that film. I was a serial killer that falls in love with the sister of one of my victims. And I have to basically admit everything on the wedding day. And that's the story, the wedding. So I admit everything with all the, you know, with full, you know, full of love, of course. I still love her. I'm really in love with this girl. So I want to tell that I love her, but I've done... Because I love you, I have to be honest and tell you what I've done. And one of my victims is your sister. So I have to get
I hope she'd kick you out. I won't. I don't know what the film is.
That's when I got the look. I was auditioning for that. And the casting director, she said, yes, you got the role. I said, why? You know, I didn't even finish the audition line. She said, because you have this seductive look from hell. I said, thank you.
I know what you said. Did you say thank you to that or not?
I have no idea. I just said thank you and I just left.
Someone's also texting Matt Damon. What did you learn from him? Going back to Siriano.
Matt Damon. Simplicity. This gentleman is an absolutely probably the simplest actor I've ever dealt with. He takes everything in a very simple way. He takes the script, he calls everybody in the scene, everybody's relaxed, everybody let's go in a corner that no one can hear us, no one can be interrupted, and let's just try to work it. And he will do the method acting exercises and go into the emotional development, and let's do this very slow. No, we stepped out, I stepped out, or you stepped out of the character, and he just goes into a very simple academic way, which is the one I studied. So it was very easy. I can relate to it. It was very easy to deal with. And then after you hear cut, then he just wants to go and jump around, and he wants to jump in the lake and swim, and he wants to go buy some candy, and he was just like, let's have some fun, guys. And at night, he just doesn't sleep. This guy just want to be out all night, and it's just, it was fun. It was a lot of fun to be with him.
What would you reckon? What would you say? You did it in your own way, as I said, you packed your bag and got on a plane and left for Hollywood. Would you do that again? Or what would you recommend to perhaps our listeners who are thinking, that's what I want to do, I want to pursue a career in acting? What would
for
you?
For myself, if I go back in time, I will do it again a million times. I don't recommend it for anybody because of the difficulties you see.
I heard that once you slept in your car, you really were the epitome of the struggling actor. Is that
where
right?
Where do you get this from?
Is this true?
That is true. Yeah, actually, I lived in my car, which was not working at that time.
Oh.
I was broken down. I lived in the car for about 4 months, a whole semester, because I really could not afford paying for the school tuition or paying for my
rent.
Apartment. So I had to choose, pay rent or pay the school tuition, and I chose the school.
Wow.
Studying under, the street light is quite difficult, so I don't recommend it. Pack up some money and go if you want to do it.
So save up some money. Find out a college to learn.
Right.
And do your research, would you say?
Right.
Right. And finally, Bichat, what are you doing in Dubai? I know you were working on a number of projects. You've got a couple of scripts that are waiting to be picked up. Tell us what you're working on.
Right now, I have two scripts. One is completed, one is finalized, and it's with Paramount Studios. They're interested. I have a couple of other independent producers, Jennifer Fox and Mike Nozick. They're interested in that script also, independently out of the studios. And the script is finalized, finished, budgeted, or estimated to be a budget of $18 million. We're looking for investors for that. We were promised from Paramount Studios of $6 million within the quarter because they close their budget on a quarterly basis. So we have 3 months to find the rest of the eight. If we do that, we will be shooting sometime in June of this year.
Here,
90% to be shot in Dubai, 10% in Los Angeles. And the story is about corruption between CIA agents that work in the Gulf region, how they go into using their sort of network and job titles and job positions to go into the black market, oil black market, and things like this. Then they go into the trafficking part, how they get into trouble. And then a small love story spins out of this story also.
Do you have any big name actors lined up for the parts?
So far, we've talked to Colleen Haskell. Not many people know her, actually. She's only about 4 or 5 years old in Hollywood. She will be one of the main characters, of course. Colleen Haskell is the lady that won the first award in Survivor. Survivor. And she was actually with Rob Schneider in Animal. The animal
which
movie.
Character in Survivor?
She's the one that ends with the prize at the end, the short short-haired blonde
girl.
Oh, I
don't know. Right.
You probably, if you have seen the movie Animal with Rob Schneider, she is that main character there also.
So I'm presuming she's the love interest.
She is the love interest of the other character, that's correct.
Anyone else you can...
So far we're looking for a lead actor also to replace me because Georgia Kakandis, or the producer from Paramount, interested. She wants to put me in as the lead character. We're looking for another character if we can find someone else.
You're going to be doing some casting in Dubai?
Yes, most of the casting will be done in Dubai.
Fantastic.
All the characters to play in Hollywood being casted already. Everybody is there. Everybody's ready. A lot of characters will be coming from Dubai. A lot of local talents. We need local people with local language skills. We need the real local language to use in the film also. That's the part. That now we're trying to go into, and I'm trying to do a workshop actually with the help of Dubai Studio Cities. We proposed to them to do a workshop to get some of these characters, to get some people trained, to get people interested in the film industry and start to get into the investment side of it. Hopefully we'll get that done within this coming month of January. If we do that, then we're on.
Great. Well, I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Don't forget about me when you're done.
You want to be in a film also?
Yeah.
Sure. I'll get you in, no problem.
I'll be the passerby as I walk in the distance. No, but I wish you all the best. I think it's fabulous. I think there's a great opportunity to do more in the film industry, certainly here in Dubai. And we certainly look forward to hearing more about yourself and also your upcoming movie. Is there any way that we can contact you if someone wants more information, if you want people want to get in touch with you, maybe they've got some more questions for you regarding getting into film? How can they contact you?
You can put my number, as far as I'm concerned. Fine with me. Yeah, my number is okay. Yeah, of course.
Please tell us.
The local number here is 050-348-5444.
444. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, Bashar, please come back anyway and let us know how it's going. And we look forward to welcoming you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show. And Happy New Year to everybody, of course, listening to this show.
Thank you very much, Bashar Atiyah.